אוקיי, אז אני בבוק זה השם בריתי שלום פייג' 25, right on the bottom. Yeah, page 25 on the bottom. We're still in the Hakdama of the book, and the Hakdama will be for a while, because we have to have a lot of introduction before we start. Yeah, it's long, it's long. It's from 25 to 36, but 24 to 36 is introduction. So we're still doing introduction, and don't worry, it's important, the introduction also. זהירות, קדושה גבוהה. Warning. You know when there's electricity and there's it's dangerous, people might touch it. What does it say? High voltage. So that's what he writes here. Warning. High kedusha. You might touch it and burn out. Okay, we'll see what he says. והנה מטבע הדברים, and behold, the nature of these things that we're talking about the קדושה, דברי התעוררות לקדושה, words of התעוררות, and we said to קדושה, we said התעוררות means awakening, meaning slappings, not oh you're so good, that's התחזקות, strengthening yourself. התעוררות is the opposite, is pushing yourself. Okay, so words of pushing someone towards kedusha הם רחוקים מאוד מהמושגים שרוב בני האדם הורגלו בהם. They're very far away from the terms of the most people are used to pushing themselves about lashon hara, pushing themselves for about the learning, about all kinds of good things, but about kedusha, no. Anyone who went to yeshivas knows this. They don't talk about this in yeshiva, about kedusha. They're gam charifim meitim. Sometimes they're sharp, or Ezra, what do we call it today?
Charif.
We say it's obnoxious, sometimes it's harsh. Harsh. ובלי הרבה כהכנת על ידי תפילות, and without a lot of preparation, creating vessels, to receive this light of kedusha through tefillah, that's the only way to reach it. Kasher rabim lekabla, many people will be very hard for them, very difficult for them to accept this. Anyone wants to work on the kedusha, they hear what he has to say in this book, he must decide right now, before we start the book, yeah, that he wants to work on the kedusha and to ask Hashem, you want kedusha? I want kedusha. Please Hashem. We'll see slowly what to dive in for. Very important. כמו שאמר רבם רבי נתן לתלמידיו, like רבי נתן once told his students, אחרי שאמר שיחה של התעוררות, after he said, he told them a שיחה, he gave them a talk of התעוררות, of pushing themselves, not just saying you're so nice, it's so good, שהם צריכים לשמן את הדיבורים האלו בהרבה התבודדות, that they need to the shaman is like in the car, you know the car has an engine and there's oil there. Why is the oil there? Because otherwise the car will burn out. It makes the pieces move softly because it's harsh. So same thing with the talks, of a Torahut, right? Every time you have a talk of a Torahut, you need to pour on yourself a lot of oil of itchazkut. Everything's from Hashem. Hashem loves me regardless of what I do. Hashem always loves me. A lot of itchazkus you need when you talk about itorerut. And this book is almost completely 100% itorerut. So a person has to know how to work on himself, to pour on himself itchazkus and not to be sad or fall from what he is going through. כמו כן, it's a lot of התבודדות. That's the main thing. כמו כן, דברי התעוררות לקדושה קשורים קשר ישיר לחיי הנישואים שהם מאוד רגישים. Also, words of pushing yourself in the direction of kedusha, they have a complete a direct connection to your married life. You're living with a woman, right? it's very casual, very gentle. נקודה. לכל מי שבא להתעסק בנושאים הקשורים לבית שלו, and anyone who's coming to engage, to deal with subjects which have to do with his house, צריך זהירות ומחשבה. He needs to be very cautious, very careful, and to think how to do it in the right way, not to destroy his house. והרבה סייעתא דשמיא, he needs a lot of סייעתא דשמיא, a lot of help from Hashem. ומובן, it's obvious, שאסור לגשת לזה, you can't even approach this working on Dusha, בלי הרבה תפילות. Got a lot of prayer. The work is a tefillah. You have the tefillah, you create the vessel. You create the vessel, you get the light. You won't be able to receive the light. Yeah, you won't be able to receive the light without making vessels. לכן, הדגיש כאן, therefore we're going to emphasize over here, ונשתתל לחזור על הדגשה הזו לאורך הספר, and we'll make effort to repeat this emphasis along the whole book. שכל מטרת הדברים הנכתבים בחיבור זה, all the purpose of the things which are written in this חיבור, in this book, היא אך ורק לעורר את הקורא לרצון ולתפילה. It's only in order to awaken the one who reads this and decides to work on this, to have will, desire to this, and prayer. ולא לעשות שום צעד, not to do any practical, physical move, בלי שירבה מאוד להתפלל על זה, until, without many, many hours of התבודדות, davening on this, עד שהצעד יבוא בנועם ובשמחה, until this move that he's planning on doing, right, will come with noam, pleasure and happiness into his house. נחזור על זה שוב באותיות קידוש לבנה כדי שלא יהיו שום טעויות. I'm going to repeat this again. He says in big letters, you see in the book in big letters now, you put it, big letters, right? There should be no mistakes. מטרת כל מילה ומילה בספר הזה, the purpose, the goal of every single word in this book, כי אך ורק, it's only כדי שהאדם יתפלל, that a person will daven about it, pray for it, ישיג את הדברים לאט לאט ובנועם. He'll achieve things slowly, slowly, it could take years, ובנועם, pleasure, with pleasure, לא בכוח, not with power, אלא אך ורק בכוחה של התפילה, only with the power of התפילה.
Give the book to somebody,
you
have to give him the book
of
prayer.
With what? Oh, yeah,
better. To learn how to pray.
Chava said this book is not for everyone. Uh-huh. Only someone who knows what Ibadud is all about. He knows what to do with Ibadud. It's very dangerous. Someone can read it. No, but I was told in Uman, he said explicitly. Right? Someone told me he asked Rav Arush.
I take this 10 books. I come to my synagogue.
For free?
Sell.
Yeah, you could sell. You could sell it to whoever wants to buy. But you have to know if you're gonna push someone who is with earrings and he goes out with girls ככה חופשי. So if Hashem brings it to his hand, Rabbi Ahu said also yesterday, Chiloni read the book and threw out his iPhone and start putting it in filling. Of course it's an exception. But in general, it's for someone who wants to work on himself. עוד הבהרה. Look what he all says. It's all introduction here. Look what he's saying. I'm reading from what he's saying. עוד הבהרה. Another clarification. מחמת רגישות הנושא הנלמד, because of the sensitivity of the subject which is learned, יש לקרוא את הספר מתחילתו לסופו. There is to read, a person should read the book from the beginning to the end, that's what we'll merit to do this together, בלי לדלג על שום פרט, without skipping any detail. ולשים לב, and to pay attention, היטב, well, לכל מה שנאמר בו, to all which the book says. כי בעניין הזה שתיקון הברית, because in this matter of תיקון הברית, חייבים ללכת עם הדרכה צמודה. You must go with, always guidance. How do you say that? Someone always to guide you on the way. I don't know the word to that. always guiding. Yeah? Yeah, you can't go alone. You have to go with guidance, kitsu. Okay?
The translation for tikkun brit is...
For what?
The translation for tikkun brit
is...
Is...
A tikkun brit?
Right.
Sexuality.
Maybe. I don't know. Ask a Blazer Brody.
Okay.
He was here yesterday. He'll be here next week. On Wednesday, you can ask him. לדעת איך לקחת את הדברים ואיך ליישם אותם. A person has to know how to take these things and how to actualize them. בלי הדרכה זו, without this guidance, העיסוק בקדושה ותיקון הברית, dealing with Dusha and Tikkun HaBrit, right? יכול לגרום מקשיים רבים, could cause many problems, many difficulties. ומי שמיד רוצה להיות פרוש וקדוש, and someone who immediately wants to be separated completely from women and, right? And holy, בלי הדרכה, without guidance, עלול לעשות טעויות גדולות מאוד. He might come to do great mistakes שקשה מאוד יהיה לתקנם. That will be very difficult to fix them afterwards. לכן, therefore, יש לשים לב. There is to pay attention היטב. Well, לדברי המבוא הזה, these words of introduction, we're on page 26. ותוך כדי קריאת הספר, and through reading the book, as we go along reading the book, יש לחזור מדי פעם ולקרוא שוב את המבוא. There is to go back and read again the introduction. And I'm going to give every shiur, I'm going to say, this book is only for someone who wants to work on himself. And only for someone who knows what his bulletin is all about. And only for someone who decides, right, that he has to strengthen himself all the time. And not to fall from what he's going to read. Because as we said already, a lot of times it's harsh things. Rav Aush was saying it over and over in the introduction because he's afraid that people might get misled from the book. You realize how he's reading it. How he's writing it. I said explicitly. I'll say again because Yochanan wasn't here. You seen the big letters? I'm going to read again. The purpose of every single word in this book is only that a person will merit to daven and to achieve the things that are written here slowly, slowly, with pleasure, not with koach, not with power, not with force, only with the power of tefillah. Don't boom. And no other way, especially if someone who's married, oh my boy. By the way, someone who's not married yet, Emmanuel, soon. Someone with marriage dance in your wedding. Rabbi Nathan writes that marriage is tikkun abrit. Someone's not married, he can't marry tikkun abrit yet. So I bless you, you should marry tikkun abrit. Doesn't mean someone who's married has tikkun abrit, trust me. But he has the ability not to have tikkun abrit. But it's good. It's good you get. I didn't have this book when I got married. I married for almost 10 years. I didn't have this. It's good you're learning this before. Okay, we're in the last paragraph in the page 26. כמו כן, כפי שהקורא ישים לב. And also, as the reader is going to pay attention, we'll realize, ישנם במהלך הספר הרבה חזרות על נקודות מסוימות. There is, during the length of the book, a lot of repeating on certain points, certain things that he says in the book. Sometimes it repeats over and over. על הזהרות ועקרונות מסוימות. Certain warnings and certain... עקרונות, certain fundamental main ideas that he's going to repeat over and over. דבר הזה נעשה בכוונה רבה. I did this with a specific intention, very much. I intended to do that. It wasn't a mistake that it's repeating itself. והסיבה לכל היא, and the reason for all this is, שספר זה אינו ספר של ידיעות. It's not a book of knowledge. שאדם קורא בשביל אגור ידע. A person, he's just reading in order to have a lot of knowledge. Hu sefer shel avoda, rather it's a book of work, toiling, sweating. וכל מה שכתוב בו בא לעורר את האדם לעבוד. And all that's written here is in order to awaken a man to work. וממילא לצורך ההתעוררות, so ממילא comes out from this that in order for a person to get התעוררות, to arise himself to want to daven about these certain things, צריכים לחזור שוב ושוב הנקודות מסוימות. I have to repeat over and over certain ideas, certain points, certain important crucial points. ולהזכיר ולהזהיר שוב ושוב את האדם, and to remind and warn again and again the man בכל מיני עזרות והבהרות, and all kinds of warnings and clarifications. ובוודאי מי שלומד בספר הזה באופן הנכון, and of course someone who learns in this book in the correct way, שרוצה לעבוד ולהתעורר, he wants to work on this dusha, on this dusha, and he wants to awaken himself, ישמח בכל חזרה והבהרה נוספת, he'll be happy for every repetition and clarification. Why? Because he's working. He's not looking to finish the book. We're not looking to finish the book. We're looking to work the book. Right? It's like I have a cookbook in the house.
No, I didn't say right?
And if I don't know yet how to do the thing, I open the book again. I don't get bored of it. You know why? Because I'm making the food. So if someone's reading it to finish it, they get bored of it because he's repeating sometimes and he's quotes sometimes. If someone's reading it to work, so that's a manual of work. So you don't get bored of it, right? Until you don't know it, you do it again. Gana Shalom. People read here in the yeshiva every month or every few months they finish it. Why? Because they need it. They need to practice it every time. It doesn't matter that they know what it says. Shulchan Aruch, we learn all the time, every year. The Torah, we repeat and repeat. Why? Rav Yeshua Kohen knows the whole Shas by heart, the whole Shulchan Aruch by heart, the whole Rishonim by heart, and he's still learning it. Ma kara? You need to put it in the blood. To go in the blood. By the way, the Marosh, you know the Marosh from Yavniel, from New York, Rav Shik from New York, he said, there was a period of time when he first got close to Breslev, that every month he used to finish all the Kutalachot for, I don't know, there's a certain time, I don't know, a year, 2 years, I don't know for how long. Every month! He said, if you cut my finger, instead of blood to spill out, you have the Kutalachot spilling out. He lives the Kutalachot. You can see also from his letters that he writes and everything. If you won't know it's him, you'll think it's Rabbi Natan writing. It's the same text, the same... same everything the same. Okay. Titpalel ad shetitbatel. Daven, pray until you nullify yourself. We're on top. Chashuv meod lizkor b'chol rega. It's very important to remember at every moment. Shayesod lechol kiyum advarim haktuvim b'sefer hazeh. The yesod, the basic of all the fulfilling of what it says in this book, who Torah Nun Bet shebelikutei Moran. It's Torah Nun Bet, that's in Likutei Moran, 52. In the first part. Shesham Rabbeinu HaKadosh melamed otanu davar atzuv. Over there, the Holy Rebbe teaches us an awesome, awesome thing. שעד שרבינו כתב אותו, להנטר רבינו wrote it, אף אחד לא דיבר עליו בצורה כל כך ברורה ופסקנית. No one ever spoke about what רבינו said there in such a clear and cutting way, that for sure this is the way. רבינו מלמד אותנו בתורה הזו, רבינו teaches us in that Torah, שעל ידי תפילה האדם יכול לבטל את כל התאוות לגמרי. That's true. Tefillah, a man could nullify all of his taivas completely. Rav Auer said, he said it to someone, to the big, big rub, to nullify? No way, impossible. Is it impossible? Look at me. Rabbeinu says that someone through tefillah, each and every one of us, each and every one in the world wants, could change through tefillah. It's not easy. It's a lot of work and a lot of will. A lot of obstacles will stand in someone's way. But it's worth it. By the way, I'm just adding something inside. I'm very happy that we're learning this together. Because it doesn't mean that I'm reading and everything, but it's considered we're learning together. I'm not teaching you anything. I read it before, it's a little bit, so I know what's going on, but we're learning it together. So I'm very happy we're doing it, because it brings us into work together, as a chavura, as a group. And Amash, I think it's a real chaval for anyone in the English program which is missing this chavura. Because this is probably most important chavura in the English program. Because it's the most important work. Unless someone's doing it privately or whatever, but I think the fact also that it's in a group, it's if you have a little bit of shpa, right, the influence. Right, exactly. It's also a fatza to bring. Not that I need anyone here. I can read this alone. I read it alone at night. Right? But I think for the I want people to be here. I need people to be here. We need people to be here. It gives power to everyone to work on it together. Each one from his own place.
I can imagine somebody saying, maybe be nullify myself, then I'll be nothing. I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid. I want me.
Here, we'll see what that means.
Not I want to be nothing.
We'll see in a moment. He brings from Rabbeinu, will you explain what that means? What that means to be nothing. Yeah.
You already feel like that. That's not
what I'm saying. But to counter that, I would recommend reading the book Garden of
Wisdom.
So, if someone has influence on guys in the English program, which are they're doing something, or they're not sure what they're doing, or they can push their schedule around these 35 minutes, that's so long, 2:25 to 3, every day. So, I think I have a big schus to bring a neshama into this room. Unbelievable what it says. I read a lot of the book already. Where I'm up to, and in the middle, towards the end of the third paragraph, already, Baruch Hashem, it changes everything. It changes your life. Just reading. Of course, if someone will start working on it, Baruch Hashem,
it changed next week to
time. Not next week.
It changed in a month, right?
In a month, almost a little bit less.
Yeah.
24 days.
A lot of people.
October 27th. October 27th. Yeah.
What should happen?
Changing clock. Tov. This is the lashon of Rabbeinu over there in Torah Nun Bet. We'll learn now Torah Nun Bet from Likutei Moharan. That's what we have. This is the words of Rabbeinu over there. Ki al yedei shemitboded, through someone doing itbodedut. And he expresses his conversation, his speech between him and his creator. Through this, one merits to nullify all of his bad midos, characteristics, negative like anger,
yeah.
And stuff like that. What?
Character traits,
whatever I can say that word. I have to see it written, I'll be able to say it. Yeah. And also all of his taivas, all of his bad loving for lust. Or bad lusts.
Lust.
Because who wants to have bad lusts? Who wants to have bad lusts? Abenu writes it, I read it. I think he writes it here further on, I forget. That even Stam a man, not someone's working on himself. Stam a yid, right? Even someone who's not religious, will he want to be caught? A married man to be caught with a different woman? No, he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed. Why? Why? Is that like immorality? You say call it?
Bushah.
Is that bushah? What is he? An animal?
Yeah, they just don't
want
to get caught.
Exactly.
They don't care.
They don't care, they don't want to be caught. Because it's a shame.
No, they don't want to get caught because then they have to deal with the consequences. They don't
mind
doing it.
Don't mind doing it, no. But then, right, unfortunately. About Afilu, why is he embarrassed? Why is he shamed? Why? No, because of the consequences. Because it's embarrassing. He's like an animal. Someone could be free from this. My grandfather, Zichron Bacha, used to smoke. Right? It's not like today, right? In those days, many people smoke. It was a lot less. It didn't even write on the cigarette box that it kills, like in the past 20 years that they do write it, 15 years. Yeah? And one day, I asked my Babi, and one day, he stopped. So he stopped like that, cold turkey. One, why did he stop? My Babi told me why he stopped. He said he couldn't, he suddenly got the concept. He one day didn't have cigarettes on me. And he said, I need my cigarette. I need my cigarette. I said, what? I'm a slave of the cigarette? The cigarette is controlling me? I can't focus? Like, I need my cigarette? Threw it away. And every time it's like that. He's a slave. He's not controlling. People think, oh, you keep Shabbos, you do this, this, this. You're banded down. No, you're not. You're choosing to do it. No one's bounding you, binding you down. You're choosing to be banded. You can, right? Someone who has no control, right? Like, for example, for food, a lot of times, right? At least me, chocolates and this. A lot of times, sometimes I do have more control. Sometimes I have no control, and I don't like it that I have no control over it. I want, I have a few shekels, I buy. Doesn't feel good. You're hungry, what? You're this. It's controlling you. You're not controlling it. If you say, no, listen, I'm having a party, and I'm having this and this. So you're controlling what you're having. But sometimes you're not controlling what you're having. So it's, at least for me, I think, it's we're lacking a... lack of self-control.
Awareness.
Yeah, you go with the flow. It's a lot of adaba, right? So ad shezocheh levatel kol gashmiyuto, until a man merits to nullify all of his gashmius, all of his materialistic desires, right? Ulikalel b'shosho, and to include himself with his source, his shoresh, right? With his root. What's the root? Hashem. That like nullifying himself means to lose yourself, is to meet yourself finally. To take out all, because who is, a person has to know, in order to first to find himself, he's to say, what am I? And we know, what am I? What am I? Allah said yesterday, I'm my thoughts. Where's the thoughts? In the brain. You know what else is in the brain? Your neshama. That's who you are. And all this, like I had a teacher in Kitachet, he used to say, this is a box. Here we have some grass growing on our box. Here we have trees. Every day he tells us. I remember it. Yeah, I was 13 years old. It's funny. But that's not us. This is not me. This is not me. This is not me. I want to meet me. And who am I? You read the Tanya. What does the Tanya say? Chelek Eloka Mimal. Part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish. Right? That's the Tanya writes this, right? Part of a Kodesh Bochum Mamish. That's who am I? I want to meet.
Spirit,
right? Yeah, he blew into us.
Part of himself, into us.
Blew into our nose. Exactly. I want to meet that me. And all this is bothering me. So a person to nullify himself, me nullify all his materialism, materialistic desires and needs, minimize it to what just needs to live. And then he can meet Hashem, which is, he is also part of Hashem. That's all we want to do.
In order to meet God, we have to nullify ourselves.
Right? He put us in this box. It's suffering for our neshama. So we want to have a pleasure, right? So we have to nullify all the...
I think you say nullify the ego, not nullify the neshama.
No, chas v'shalom. Yeah. Klomar, Rav Arush explains. Lo kmo sheyesh chosvi, not like many think. There are those who think, sh'adam tzirich rak lilachem b'tavod, that a man just needs to fight the taivas, ulitgaber alehem, and to overcome them kol yimei chayav, all of his lifetime. Aval en beefsharutan levatlam v'tul gamur. It's part of Rabbeinu. Yeah, but there's not, we cannot completely nullify them. En ze nachon klal, Rabbeinu said. This is completely wrong. It's not true at all. Ela yesh b'cholet ha'adam. There is the ability by a man לבטל את כל התאוות, נלפי, all lusts, ואת כל המידות רעות לגמרי, and all the bad midas he has, completely, עד שלא תהיה לו שום מלחמה עם היצר הנמוך, until he has no war anymore, no fights, with this low יצר הרע, which is desire, it's not really the יצר הרע, ולא שום ניסיון ותאוות וכדומה, he'll have no tests anymore with taivas, like Rabbeinu said, for me, a man and a woman is the same thing. Rav Arush said it also. Rav Arush is not Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is trillion, many times trillions. More than Rav Arush. Well, he's a big tzaddik, but he's not Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is, we can't even imagine what Rabbeinu. We live a million years, we won't know where Rabbeinu is. Yeah? And everyone can merit this. Rabbeinu said, you could be like me mamash, kamoni mamash. Rabbeinu said it explicitly. V'acherei shebitel et ha-yetzer ha-ra negusham, and after one nullifies this physical yetzer ha-ra, the yetzer ha-ra for physical, הוא צריך להתגבר על היצר הרע הרוחני שהוא המלאך הקדוש בעצמו. Then he has to overcome the spiritual יצר הרע, not the physical יצר הרע, the spiritual יצר הרע, which is a holy מלאך. It's a holy מלאך, it's Satan. Right? מלאך המוות. It's all one. Then he has a fight with him. עד שישאר כולו טוב, until he stays completely good. וכן כותב רבינו הקדוש תורה עם בית. Maybe part of it is Rabbi. I'm not sure what Rabbi was saying was Rabbeinu, but the explanation of the Torah.
How is the fight in the spirit?
I can't hear.
Which is level?
Which?
Fight with the spirit.
Yeah.
How is the fight?
How do you do that?
No, the fight. How is the? How do you?
How do you fight him?
Yeah. How you? It's a. Now we have only our invention.
He just said, the fight first you get rid of the Tabot, and then you fight him with the Malach HaKadosh. I don't understand the question. I have about 35, 40, 50 years of what I'm a low Yetzer Hara. And if Hashem gives me more years, so maybe I'll get
to
that. Maybe less, I have no idea. But we have to start working.
Sure, it's
can... One possibility is you could be talking about the thoughts in the head. If we have thoughts that say, I want to get up and daven. And the other guy comes in and says, you can sleep another half hour, it's another minion. You can make
that's a low Yetzer Hara.
That's not a material thing.
It's true, but it's still...
I think
we cannot define it. You ask me how do we define
books,
it?
Maybe book, Rabbi explain.
Listen, trust me. Trust Rav Arush. That when you get there, you'll know.
Yeah.
And that's not what we have to deal with right now. Right now we're not at a level. We just we're telling you on the way this was going to be.
Don't worry about it.
We have plenty of things to deal with right now. Don't awaken him, don't call him, we don't want to
finish this war, you're going to be another
guy. He's busy in Syria right now.
Ki yesh kama b'chinot b'yetzer hara. There's a few aspects in the yetzer hara. Yesh b'nei adam nemuchim u'megushamim. There are humans which are low and physical. Sh'yetzer hara shlehem gam ken yetzer hara nemuch u'megusham. That their yetzer hara is also low and it depends on your level. והרוב, היצרה שלהם הם אדמים בעצמם. And usually, majority people, their יצרה is their blood in themselves, their blood, that's what Rabbeinu says. היינו אדם שבחלל השמאלי, שהוא בתוקפו, which is the blood in the left part of the heart, which is, has כוח. ועיקר הבלבולים, like we learned, תורה דלת, עזר. עיקר הבלבולים שלהם הם... Most of their confusions of what to do in life. It's from the cloudiness of their bloods and the dirty bloods. Like we said, you have to... Right? Which only through either someone giving you a lot of disgrace and you being embarrassed in public especially, or you get rid of it, or through a lot of ibadudut, which you embarrass yourself in front of Hashem. You look where I am, what am I doing? I'm looking at women, I'm crazy, I'm a nutcase. I'm sick, I need a mental place. I am in a mental institution called Chutz Chesed. Here it actually works. ובאמת מי שיש לו דת צח כלשהו, in truth, someone has a pure, clear, white mind, right, as like we learned today. היצר הרע הזה? This יצר הרע of physical? הוא אצלו שטות גדל ושיגעון. By him, it's nonsense. to eat the chocolate or not, you're nuts. I don't need it. I don't have any desire to it. Why? Because he has a clear mind. Our problem is we have a dirty mind. If we clear up our mind, we won't have this yetzer hara. We'll have a different yetzer hara.
So your mind now, the chocolate is not good. I eat my chocolate. But you have to want more.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You have to control your heart in the mind.
You know, we said that we learned today in Likutei, I learned with Ezra the past week, Torah in Likutei Maharan, Rabbeinu writes that a lot of times your mind knows, but the heart doesn't know. And the only way you have to guard your mind, and like Rav Avraham said, answer only good things, and you have to guard your eyes. That's how you guard what goes into your brain. And then your prayer, when you cry out loud to Hashem, it hits the brain, and the brain makes a thunder, whatever that means, and it straightens out the crookedness of the heart. That's how Rabbeinu writes. And then you become the simcha because you have emuna.
Let's say you have a lot of bad influence in yourself. Yes.
Yeah.
So now you study Torah. Now you put some holiness inside. Now there is a war inside.
You
try to become
so long.
Holy.
This is the way it's pushed.
You become holy, yeah. The more holy things you put in, you put
in. Yeah, but there's a war inside, right?
Is that war, yeah.
Because
there's still garbage there, but there's also now, wait one second, but now I know also good things.
It's like you train the tree, and you train it to go a certain way for so many years, and now you're...
Top. Now, not tomorrow, but Hashem, now I wish good Shabbos to everyone. You could stop the recording. And next week, Hashem, Yom Rishon.